FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The KZN government says it's too early to declare the damage caused in areas south of Durban as a disaster. This week, heavy rains destroyed homes, bridges, roads and washed away graves in areas near Amanzimtoti and other parts of the province. 7 people died and a total of 167 people were affected. eThekwini Mayor Cyril Xaba and Human Settlements MEC Sboniso Duma visited the victims yesterday. Today, Duma urged communities to consider advice about areas that are disaster-prone seriously.
I think our people must just be mindful of those issues, that when we get this, it's a reality. We are told that the family, at least there are those who survived. We just want to thank God for those. But I'm sure we are amicable to the issue that if we are told that in the future you must consider moving your house, please do that, because it is not going to be easier.
Moving to Gauteng, 2 South African nationals have been arrested at OR Tambo International Airport for drug trafficking. Police seized cocaine worth 7.5 million rand. SAPS spokesperson Amanda van Veeg confirmed the suspects, a man and a woman, arrived separately from Brazil.
Upon inspection, the female suspect was found in possession of cocaine worth 2.5 million rand, while the male suspect was carrying 5 million rand worth of cocaine in his luggage. Investigations are ongoing.
And abroad, the Pope's doctors say he will remain in hospital for at least one more week. The 88-year-old pontiff is being treated for double pneumonia and chronic bronchitis. The chief of his medical team said he was affected by seasonal flu before being admitted last Friday. Dr. Sergio Alfari says his condition is not life-threatening, but did have this warning.
The question is the Pope out of danger? No, the Pope is not out of danger because of a significant infection with so many microbes and then the appearance of bilateral pneumonia in a man we see who walks little, is in a wheelchair and who is 88 years old.
That clip is courtesy of Sky News. Back home, there is a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over parts of southern western parts of KZN today. Durban and Ladysmith, a high of 30 degrees, Richards Bay 31, Pietermaritzburg, Ulundi and Newcastle 29, Margate 27, Mooi River 26, Underberg 24 and Gokstad 23. In Durban, sunset is at 26 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Dunukuhle Malinga.